Podcast.
We made a podcast. Welcome back. It is us once again, two fanboys and a filthy casual. As usual, this is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold.
And today we are here for a special treat because Lewis and I have no idea what's going to happen today.
Just like a lot in life, I have no idea what's happening next, and Harold's in control for some reason.
I think that's the very first time I've ever said those, or I've heard anybody say those words. So, kind of special day, aside from the fact that Harold's taking over. It is the 25th episode.
Wow.
It's
like, silver anniversary.
Oh.
Is that the paper anniversary? Oh, silver. Here,
silver.
Right.
You just said.
Silver paper?
Aluminum?
Hopefully we're not supposed to be listening to him because or else we're in trouble. So I usually, because Lewis basically gave up all his rights to be in charge of the segments, I am giving up my right today because today it's going to be all Harold all the time.
It's not all me. It's me facilitating. But the answers are for these guys, so the joy in this episode for me is going to be hearing exactly how these guys react to exactly what I'm going to be questioning them about.
Right.
Which, by the way, I still don't know what's going on. Yeah. But
well, basically, he's pitching, we're receiving.
Yeah. Right. So it's just the usual thing we do.
Yeah. Just
except
like,
now it's me against you two.
Yeah. Instead of us two on one.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Wow. PG guys. PG.
Right. Yeah. It's live in the window.
I think you finally crossed that line. And it's hard to like actually come
hard.
Back after that.
Yeah. That line is hard.
So, Harold, would you care to explain what we're doing today?
Not a problem. So, today's game is kind of a derivative of the old, not so old, but the fun game that some people like to play, the F, Marry, Kill game. Where you name three people and you try to decide which one you want to F, which we're not going to say because we are a PG and on iTunes.
We're on iTunes.
Yeah. And then marry, so you know, you would marry them or you would kill them. So,
wow.
I know if you know the explanation of the game.
Right? Yes, it just got really dark and I'm hoping...
No.
With his jokes and then your idea, I'm hoping that we're going to be able to like...
Post this on iTunes.
Exactly. So
this is fine and family friendly, guys.
Okay.
Right. So the first category we're gonna do is television.
Okay. No. Well, what? I'm not gonna say F.
No. That's why I'm giving you.
Oh, okay.
This is a derivative. Of
Okay. Because you're going a category already.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Real quick, because of my competitive nature, and as previous episodes, you know that. I all of a sudden like
hate losing.
Well, not just hate losing, but all of a sudden like I lock up and I don't know what to say anymore. I want to know: is there like a winner or is that
No. This is strictly opinion based and just have fun with it.
So, okay.
The only winner is me. So a winner is me.
A winner is you.
Okay.
A winner is you.
All right, guys. So like I said, first category television, and instead of the other words, we are going with watch, binge, delete.
Watch, binge, delete. Okay. Watch, binge, delete.
So yes. If it's on your DVR, pretend these are on your DVR. Will you watch it? Will you binge it?
So like, it's like for a watch, it would be like one episode, and you kind of walk away from it.
Yeah, you'll be fine just watching it. Like binging it is like I have to watch every episode.
Okay, so it would be like Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, for you,
for you.
For you two, for me, that's auto delete. It's not even on there. Okay. So let's start this out with a fun one. And these are all specifically tailored towards you guys. So watch, binge, delete.
Oh, I don't know what if. Should we be insulted?
I don't know.
Because
we're going to get towards us.
It's our fan voice.
Okay. Go ahead.
So we'll talk about cartoons that you guys used to love.
Yay!
And the first three are Transformers, G.I. Joe, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, dude.
Easy.
Okay. First generation, obviously.
Yeah, we're going first gen, 1980s.
Okay, sounds like Dennis already has mine up. So please go ahead. What are you going to
watch? So G.I. Joe, Transformers, and then Ninja Turtles,
yes.
Right?
So watch one, binge one.
Yes. So I would go binge Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
Watch Transformers. Delete G.I. Joe.
I
kind of
saw that coming for Dennis.
Really? Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Ever since I first read the comic, it's been something that's really gotten to me. And giving a choice between G.I. Joe and Transformers, I would rather see robots that transform into cars than, you know, some random pirate and, you know.
He was a sailor, man.
Shipwreck. Okay, fine.
He had a pirate, I mean.
Arr.
That, man.
Isn't that how he said it?
Yeah, he did so.
Okay, see, there you go.
So, okay.
He said the word matey, though, all the time.
That was his deal.
Okay, for me, all right, I'm going to go watch G.I. Joe, binge Transformers. Sorry, Ninja Turtles, you get deleted.
Ooh, okay.
You know what? Maybe it's retrospect, but like I love the current iteration of Ninja Turtles. The first one, like I love the toys, never fell in love with the show. Transformers, solid. G.I. Joe, solid. So sorry, Turtles. All right.
Okay, that's good. All right, next series, watch binge delete.
Are we having fun right now? I'm not quite sure.
We can fight later.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
The so, Flash. Listeners out there, if you're not having fun, blame Harold.
Okay. All right, so The Flash.
So, okay, The Flash.
The Gifted.
Oh.
And Legion.
Oh.
Okay.
Lewis? Okay, I'll start first. Okay, I would watch Flash, binge Gifted, delete Legion. Legion, it's on the bubble for me because it's it's a little too heady for me. It's a little too artsy for me. So it's like I tried to watch the first season, and it was a task. So I'm not a big fan of it. The Flash, it's 3 seasons old, and I think that's the key word to it. It's a little get it, they're repeating a lot of the plot. So I'll watch an episode or two for fun. But The Gifted, it's hitting a stride. I love it a lot. I've written about it, so check the website. So I would binge
the next season of Gifted. One of 3 articles, then.
It's not hard to find.
Then?
I would go watch The Gifted, binge The Flash.
Okay.
And then Legion, delete. For Legion, I have to tell you, I have not watched it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess I should binge it, but I mean, I guess that makes more sense. But just looking at the previews and everything, didn't really catch my attention. Gifted was too, as you said, it was kind of heady, and so it was really, really. It weighed down on me after each episode.
Okay.
I kind of like wait and stop and like, you know, take a breather.
Yeah.
And Flash is just like, it's popcorn. You're just like,
okay,
you're
right.
It's
you're
one
right.
More,
that's
one
true.
More,
that's
one
true.
More.
Yeah.
So that would be me. That would be me.
Yeah, pretty easy. All right, here's a nice one.
So far, we haven't agreed on anything. I'm,
yeah,
no.
I'm liking that you guys disagree.
So far, we agreed Legion sucks. Or at least it's not worth our time. Sorry. Yeah. All
right. Batman the Animated Series.
Oh.
X-Men the Animated Series. Spider-Man, the Animated Series.
Oh.
Okay, there's a lot of different variations.
We're going with the originals.
So, Bruce Timm, Paul Dini, Batman.
Yeah.
But then you still have the whole, like, after the fact where Batgirl got introduced. And then, you know, so are we talking about the first, like, season or two where it's like there was no, like, Nightwing, there was no, you know.
No other supplemental characters besides Batman.
So it was... So it would be like the Mr. Freeze, the origin of Mr. Freeze.
Yes.
That,
oh, yeah.
Okay. And so,
and
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, the original 1990s.
Okay.
Yeah, with that catchy theme song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then so X-Men, would it be the...
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, how did that go?
Trigger warning.
Oh, poor Morph.
Salute you, Morph. Okay, Lewis.
Never forgotten. Okay.
It turns out they did.
Totally forgot.
There was that episode where he came back.
And they're like, no, one guy.
They're like, who?
His eyes are darker.
Okay, so I would binge Batman the Animated Series because it's just, I think it's just up there in the pantheon of animated shows. And you know what? Spider-Man and X-Men kind of... that's a tough one. You know what? I would watch X-Men and sorry, Spider-Man, I would delete. Just because the early adventures were great, But the later episodes were just all over the place, especially with the Contest of Champions and Madam Web and a bunch of other stuff. Sorry, I don't think anybody even knows the reference.
Oh, but a second. I thought you said Adam West.
It was a great crossover. You missed it. But yeah, so the Spider-Man, the highs were good, but the lows were just so bad for the Spider-Man. So that's the delete for me. So that's mine.
I think we're going to have to agree with each other.
Okay.
But, so yes, Batman, because it's just that damn good.
Right, like, right.
There's still episodes there where I honestly thought they were, like, there was the other month I was looking for this issue where I was like, I remember this issue where Batman had to, like, fight a shark and everything, you know, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, crap, that's not a cartoon.
That was a cartoon.
Right. That's a cartoon, not a comic book, you know. The only reason why I'd go with Spider-Man, maybe it's because of Homecoming, dude. I'm like, ever since Spider-Man Homecoming, there's just this bad taste in me. Like,
Tom Holland has ruined it for
exactly.
That is triggered, by the way.
Spider-Man.
Oh.
Okay, no, that's it.
Move on.
Moving on.
Okay.
I can't take it anymore.
Right,
here we go.
Quickly. Yeah. Thundercats. Silverhawks. Voltron.
Thundercats.
Silverhawks.
Silverhawks.
Voltron.
Ooh. Ooh, I would go...
Wow, okay.
It's the obscure cut.
I know. Damn, dude. I would go... A binge would be Voltron. I would go binge Voltron.
Okay.
Just because I think compared to the other two, Voltron had a more well-developed storyline.
Okay, yeah.
Between the two, Thundercats and Silverhawk, I mean, it's the same thing, except one is a bird and one is a cat. But since we talked about this before, favorite cartoons, Silverhawks, I would choose Silverhawks over over Thundercats anytime.
Okay,
I mean, it's the same freaking monster.
Monster and Mumm-Ra.
Mumm-Ra.
Okay, so I'm going to have to disagree with Dennis on this one, I guess. So I would actually binge Thundercats just because the characters I felt were, like, iconic. And this one, like, so, okay, so let's jump to the end. I would delete Silverhawks. I was never a big fan because I thought it was, like Dennis is saying, it was a blatant ripoff of Thundercats, so they get deleted. The reason why I put Thundercats above Voltron, though, is that the villains in Thundercats was that much more memorable than the ones from Voltron. So that's because the Voltron was like Monster of the Week. It gets slashed. That's it.
Which is kind of like what Thundercats was. It was a rotating
cast of the mutants, at least. Like, you know, 1 week it's the Jackal. Wow. The Jackal, and then the Monkey.
You know, we're not doing accents now. That's another episode.
Wheel of Accents is next week, guys.
No, I mean, I get it, but I mean, if you remember Thundercats, aside from the initial first couple episodes where Lion-O mysteriously, like, ages.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody forgets that, you know, he's still a
technically 10 or something.
You know, but all of a sudden, you know,
it's all of a sudden a giant.
And aside from that initial thing, all of a sudden, once it got established, it was just... At least for me, a monster of the week thing. For Voltron, one of the things that I like is that all throughout there, you know, whether it's Princess Allura getting like you know, like almost marrying what's the guy, the prince, and then Lothar.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, and it just seemed like there was some sort of problem that was happening, and the fact that it actually ended. The freaking castle took off and became a freaking spaceship. You know, and the only
thing blew my mind.
You know, so that would
how long have you had this?
That would be my book. Okay. My book. All
right. Okay. Next thing is the WB shows. So Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
So are we still?
We're still on Watch Binge. Yeah, almost a couple more of these.
Okay.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel, and Smallville.
Lewis?
Okay. I would binge Buffy just because it was just solid with only maybe one or two weak seasons. Watch Angel.
It was like six seasons, wasn't it?
Yeah.
33%.
Technically, there are seven, but those are the cartoons, the comics.
Angel would be a watch for me just because, like, it took a while for them to kind of find its footing or find its voice. And eventually when it did, it got really good. It was all, just as good as the better Buffy episodes. Delete Smallville. Just because I think Smallville was maybe... that one I remember is 10 seasons long, but really only maybe two seasons worth of the first two seasons were really solid with a spattering of really good episodes, or not even really good, like serviceable episodes in between. So yeah, sorry, Smallville.
Well, I think I'm gonna go in a different route and not talk about the actual plot line, but I would go Buffy. I would binge Buffy, I would watch Angel, and then I would delete Smallville. But the reason is because of the female heroine, the hottie, basically.
Okay, yeah,
like,
okay.
Kristen Kirk, unfortunately, left.
Yeah.
After, like, three
right, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that was
she had to do a Europe trip, man.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Guess what? I mean, you think that the guy from That 70s Show would have learned and not taken the Spider-Man 3.
Three,
but
yeah.
You know, and he would have gone. But you have Charisma character, Carpenter.
Right.
That's the one. Or you have Buffy, you have Buffy, you have Willow, and then you have, what is her name? The other Slayer.
Eliza Dushku.
There you go.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Three of those. I'd go with
just on
the hobby meter. I would go that way.
Swing.
Exactly.
For this next one, I specifically deleted The Simpsons because it's not fair.
Right. Okay.
Why?
Because it's not fair.
It depends. What are you?
So I'm going with Family Guy.
Uh huh.
South Park.
Uh huh.
Oh.
Futurama.
Oh.
Okay. But in Futurama for The Simpsons, because it's pretty funny too.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think, yeah, you're right. Simpsons would have beat out all of them.
So Family Guy, Futurama, and what's the third one?
South Park.
Wow, that's a good one. I would go on Futurama as the binge.
Okay.
South Park and what's the other one? Sorry, but my
Family Guy.
Ooh, I would delete South Park.
Really? Oh,
I would delete South Park.
Oh.
Just because I haven't watched it like the last four seasons, just because, in this case, given a choice of, if I'm checking my VCR, or VCR, wow. my DVR, and then, I have those two, I would go Family Guy just because, I don't know, there's more, at least for me, there's more memorable moments and episodes in Family Guy than South Park. Yes, there's like a lot of really, really cool stuff, but at least for me, like the first couple seasons of South Park was really solid.
Yeah.
And the end, when it started getting kind of political.
Right.
And I mean, it's good. Mm-hmm. It's good politics, and there's like spattering of episodes that I thought was really good. But given the choice, they're equal. They're right there. Uh-huh. But if given a choice, I'd give it to Family Guy.
Okay. I would go binge Futurama, same reason as Dennis said. I would actually flip it. I would watch South Park and delete Family Guy, just because I think South Park pushed the envelope a lot more times, and like kind of... Actually, if anything, they kind of defined what Comedy Central was for a while. So yeah, I'll give them the push. Like kind of like Dennis is kind of on the same page, but edge goes to South Park.
Yeah. Well, Family Guy had a dog.
Right.
Yes. Futurama had an amazing dog.
Aww. Yeah. Oh.
South Park.
Scruffy.
A dog.
A dog. So there you go. That's right. Just like the honey thing, if I don't talk, I'm throwing away.
That is George Clooney, though. Allegedly. All
right. Last one in this category, guys. I hope you find it a little bit fun here, but we have Friends.
Wait, have we been having fun?
Friends, Arrested Development, or Chappelle Show?
Oh, okay.
What?
Exactly.
No.
Binge, of course, is Chappelle Show, right?
No, wait.
Oh, wait, what?
Before we go there, before we go there, Friends, you don't put those three things together.
Because he likes Friends.
I like Friends.
See? Wow. I know you're going to automatically delete it.
I'm deleting Friends immediately. Somebody delete.
What if it's for Arrested
Development?
Or for Propel Show?
You got a good point?
I would go... Yeah, delete Friends immediately.
Immediately.
So only
leaves you in. Only Chappelle Show and Arrested Development.
Arrested Development. Okay. Arrested. Go full on.
Really?
Pushing my hands, pushing it all in. Chips everything.
He's splashing the pot.
Again, close tie. Love Chappelle's Show, but Arrested Development, for me, if I given a choice, it's both in my DVR, I would binge Arrested Development immediately.
Oh, okay. Well, I would actually... I would binge Chappelle. Just because,
by the way, if you don't say Friends as the being deleted, you and I are going to have a problem.
Well, if I put Friends in delete, I can't sleep in my own bedroom. I don't know, man.
What's more important?
What's more important? You guys get to go home. I gotta... Unless y'all got space in your bedroom. But anyway, sorry. PG show. Right. Yeah. So yeah, Ben Chappelle, watch Friends, and yeah. Sorry, Banana. Oh, sorry, Banana. Sorry, Banana Stand.
Wow. But yeah, I thought that was your nickname for Dennis. Sorry, Banana.
Dude, that was supposed to be a secret.
I know. Sorry.
There's always money.
There's always money. Banana.
Sorry, Mr. Manager.
I don't know if I can be... I can stop now. I mean, I can continue, dude. Friends, you're going to delete Arrested Development? Shout out to that guy, Robert, over there. Are you hearing this right now?
I think it's more his love for Chappelle Show than anything else. And his wife.
Also, that lady. Special lady in my life.
Just for those people out there, I'm hoping you can sense and hear. No, it's not even anger. It's
disappointment.
It's disappointment. It's like utter disappointment.
What's great about this show is we disappoint Dennis a lot. I know. It's like, how are Lewis and Harold going to disappoint Dennis this week?
I think that should be like a new...
The running gag.
A new running gag.
Because now the Three Amigos is out.
Yeah, you know.
And then, but Harold still saw Star Wars before us. So.
That's true. All right. Moving on to the next category. We have fire, manage, or fight.
Oh,
fire,
manage, or you fight.
And fight.
Fire, manage. So
hold on, it's 2 minutes. Like, I just got my head straight. Fire, manage, and like what?
Fight.
Fight, okay.
So you're going to fight one, you're going to fire one, or you get to manage one.
Okay.
Right. So that's pretty...
Fire, manage, fight. Got it.
All right. So we're going with Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Wow. Ooh. Fire, manage, fight. Whoa,
I didn't know where this was going. Then wow.
Like
those guys.
Wow, there's a lot of implications there. Like, are you talking about like when I want to fight somebody? Is it like?
You're fighting somebody.
No, am I angry at that person, or do I like want to fight that person?
And that's really how you interpret it.
Fire.
But would you rather fight, you know, somebody than instead of somebody else?
I honestly don't know.
Let
me take a stab at this. I'm gonna start with the fire. I'm gonna put on my smarky fanboy hat and say I'd fire Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Just because, dude, no sells everything. and he always wins, and that doesn't seem fun. So, you know, I could probably, like, be winning the match for, like, you know, 70% of the match, then dude's just going to Hulk up, big boot, leg drop, and then I'm pinned. No thanks. So, fire Hulk Hogan. I would manage Stone Cold, because I think that would be really fun, like, just being, maybe throwing him the beers, or maybe
be that guy.
I could be that guy, exactly. I could be the guy throwing him beers when he's calling for it, and then fight Ric Flair, just because I think dude is literally, like, maybe an inch taller than me, so I think I have a chance.
You think you can take Ric Flair?
I think I can take Ric Flair. Like, actually, it has to be current Ric Flair.
Okay.
Not exactly.
Wait. He just had a heart attack last year.
You gonna fight that?
No.
Heart attack, Ric Flair?
Yeah, we're talking about peak Ric Flair.
Oh, okay, dang it.
Still gotta fight him.
Like, well, at least he'd make a good match. I'd probably, you know, at least he would, like, sell for me, and it would look really good. So yeah. I would fight Ric Flair, and then, yeah, Stone Cold, I think, yeah. Okay, that's my thing. Okay, there you go.
I would fire Ric Flair.
Okay.
Just because he would be really irritating just hearing the woo, like, every single time. And then at a certain point, he's going to slap me on my chest. And my chest is pretty big. And not, like, muscular, but just, like, the width of it. And that's what he's... There's going to be some slap over there. I would fight Stone Cold.
Okay.
Just because of the... Ooh, the hell. Yeah. I would fight Stone Cold because I would get my ass kicked.
Okay.
I would get my ass kicked. But... just to be able to sell the stunner.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Because I know for a fact that at a certain point, I'm going to get that stunner. I'm just going to, like, I'm going to do one of those things where after I get stunned, I'm going to stand up, jump up in the air, and then fall.
So you can
and
do
just
a...
sell that thing right there, dude.
You're going to go full rock.
Although,
I'd sell it like Vince McMahon and just die.
I've had a lot of, like, close ties because, I don't know, I'd love to be, I know this sounds terrible and kind of horrible, but I'd love to be, like, the one that gets the, I'd love to be the one that gets the leg drop. Just to be able to say, I got a leg drop.
I got atomic leg drop.
Or you just see him do the, no. And again, I can sell that. Like, the moment he starts doing his, I'm going to, what am I going to do?
And then for some reason, he blocks every punch.
Yeah. No matter where you throw it from.
Exactly.
So it's a no-win thing. That's why I'm just going to manage it. It's a lot easier for me.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I'm not going to get slapped on the chest.
That's the big thing for Dinity.
Oh, yes.
Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
Goldberg. The Undertaker.
Hmm.
So the thing is, you have to fight one of these guys. Just that right. I just wanted to point that out.
Oh, so this should be a category that says fight then, huh?
Yes, the one that I said.
Oh, okay, fight. Just check it. Goldberg, Stone... Sorry, I'm still Stone Cold.
really want to sell that Stone Cold. So much that you moved it on to the
Undertaker and...
Brock Lesnar.
And Brock Lesnar. Wow, that's really hard. I would fire... Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Just so that I don't need to even be near the dude. Right. He's
legit.
He's scary.
Yeah.
Like, he could, like, break me,
yes,
like, in pieces.
Yeah.
So I have Brock Lesnar there. I would manage Undertaker.
Oh, okay.
Just because, first and foremost, I think I can handle getting speared. But... there's a chance that with him, first and foremost, doing the tombstone, my face would be near his private area.
His crotchal region.
Yes. And the chance of me getting paralyzed, my head getting hit on the floor is a lot more.
Yeah.
At least you have the spear,
yeah,
and then you have the
jackhammer.
The jackhammer. I can handle those two.
Yeah, a tombstone with a crash in the face, that's just like insult to injury.
Exactly.
So
insult and then injury.
Because exactly. Then sometimes you'll, like, hold the position. I'm like, no, drop me already.
Please.
God, for the love of God.
Why do you keep shaking your hips?
I'm going to go, Like, oh, too close to the Undertaker's dong.
I don't know. Can we say that word?
Yeah, because it goes dong.
Yeah, oh, the music.
Got it. Okay. Damn, guys.
That's what I meant by the Undertaker's dong.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Okay, Lewis?
Oh, that's still me. Sorry. So, actually, you know what? I'm going to follow the same, for the second time, I'm going to agree with Dennis. I'm going to go ahead and fire Brock, because I've seen a video of him, like, I think he forgets he's a wrestler sometimes, and he's, like, stiff punched people, and, like, there was still that one SummerSlam or Survivor Series where he legit made, like, Randy Orton bleed. With, like, elbows and strikes. I'm like, dude, okay. I would manage Undertaker to, stay away from the Tombstone. And then, yeah, Goldberg would probably squash me in, like, 30 seconds. But, yeah, I would take those that offense.
It's the crotchal area that really defines everything.
All right. One last
dong.
One.
One dong.
Never mind. Okay, one last one in this one. Fight. Fire Manage.
Fire Manage, okay.
Apollo Creed. Clever Lang. Ivan Drago.
Ooh.
Fire
Manage. Okay. You want to start this off or you want me to do it?
You go ahead.
Okay. I would manage. Okay. I would manage. Well, let's go with Fire first. I would fire. No, I would fire Clubber Lang.
Okay.
Because Clubber Lang, just again scary. Like, and he's gonna be shouting the word "pity the fool" in my face. You know, I would fight Drago.
What?
Even though I would die. There's a reason for this. Even though I would die. Okay, but the only reason why I would take the punishment is because I don't want there to be a chance for Apollo Creed to die again.
Oh, you're biting the bullet.
Exactly. I'm like, okay,
you're
dude,
sacrificing
just,
yourself.
Just do it. Just do it.
I thought you were gonna say so your daughter can avenge you in 20 years or something. She's gonna have a sweet movie.
No, but I'm concerned because look what happened. Your Apollo Creed died, and then all of a sudden, his son took over Wakanda. You know, like there are just certain things you're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
I like your canon, man. I like that. That's a good idea.
I like it.
Look at a lot. Okay, so I would go. I would fire Ivan Drago because he straight commits homicide. I would manage Clubber just because I think it would be a lot of fun trying to manage a loose cannon like that dude. And I think I would fight Apollo just because I think I'd have a chance. Hypothetically, I don't know. Probably not, but you know.
No, but you're talking about managing Clubber Lion because of like a loose cannon thing. But imagine him imagine Apollo Creed talking all the time. You know, just like, I was going to use the word shuffling. am I allowed to say that? But you know what I mean? Like, just a smile on the face. Like, he's just very verbose and everything.
Oh, okay.
It would be entertaining.
Okay. Okay, that's a good one.
But I want to save him. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Moving on to the next category.
Because he might turn into fire, the Human Torch. He'll get so angry.
he's gonna become a scientist and become a horrible member of the Fantastic Four.
There was a Fantastic Four movie?
Nobody talks about it.
Right. Next category we have.
God, that was kind of awkward.
Don't worry, we'll edit that.
Delete that.
We'll edit that in.
You know, every single time you use the words, I'm gonna edit that, it takes me a couple minutes of my time.
All right, we have in the theater, watching attentively, change the channel.
In the theater,
so you're
okay.
Saying, out of the three, you would watch. You would definitely watch it in the theater.
Okay.
Another one, you would pay attention to it.
Okay.
Or you would change the channel.
Okay.
First one, this is a Dennis fan service one. We're going to go Bloodsport.
I was going to say, if you were going to say Flashpoint,
no.
Homecoming 2.
Batman vs. Superman.
No! All of them I got
kill. All
right. So the first one is Bloodsport.
Bloodsport.
Second one is The Quest. The third one is Kickboxer.
So,
and they're not the same movie, by the way.
I don't know.
Anybody listening? You sure? Hold up. So no. So watching the movie.
Pay attention to it.
And change the channel. I would, even though I really actually liked it, I would change the channel to The Quest. Just because it was kind of derivative. It was another chance at Bloodsport. You know?
Right.
I mean, it poorly made, unfortunately. they tried to make the character a little bit more complex. You know, compared to Frank Dukes, which is just I'm gonna fight.
That's his character arc.
Between Kickboxer and Bloodsport, I would, in the movie theaters, I would watch Bloodsport. The only reason why I would pay attention to it is because of the first 20 minutes of Kickboxer.
Okay.
Like, I think if they just his whole brother thing, if that arc, if you just did an introduction, something like a scroll, 5 years ago, his brother died, and now, dun, 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 you know,
here we are. Like, okay,
that's you, bro.
Oh, that's my cue. I thought we were just fan serving Dennis.
But
or Chong Li.
I know that's actually what I've been debating while you were talking. On the same page, I would put. Quest, unfortunately, I would just kind of brush over.
Do you even remember a bad guy?
Yeah, that's what I was trying
I
to judge.
The bad guys, I don't remember their names.
Yeah.
They're not as memorable as Dunkle and Chong Li.
Yeah, so I go Kickboxer. I would watch Kickboxer in the theater and then Bloodsport at home, attentively. But yeah, I'd give it to Kickboxer in the theater. So.
Okay.
Commando.
Dude.
The Running Man.
Dude.
Predator.
Dude. Literally just saw Commando and Predator the other day, too. Wow, okay.
So the premise here is Arnold kills a lot of people.
Right.
But how many people does he kill? And where do you watch him kill those people?
Infinite ammo.
So while you're thinking...
Yes.
I never watched Running Man.
Really?
What?
I've never watched The Running Man.
Dude!
Never watched The Running Man.
Wait, okay, I can't pull a Harold and say I have the DVD upstairs. But...
I have the DVD.
Sorry.
When you said The Running Man, like, he was dancing.
He just danced.
Was that like Electric Boogaloo?
So, I don't know. Maybe I'll watch in the movie just so I can say I watched it. So I can get rid of that that list. Which, by the way, reminded me, wasn't that one of the topics of the long lost episode?
Yeah, our blind spots or something we haven't seen that everybody. Oh yeah, yeah.
Not everyone's seen The Running Man, but such a fun movie with.
With such colorful characters.
Yeah.
And that also had Jesse Ventura. No.
Yeah.
Commando is the one with, what's her name, right?
Alyssa Milano. Yeah,
Alyssa Milano.
That's automatic.
We're going with those. But no, that would be kind of weird because that was young Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, that's true.
But technically, if you put yourself in that age...
No, I still can't. No.
No Bullet Scott Baio.
Yeah.
So, I would
be in charge. Is that what you're saying?
No, okay. You're not the boss. Wait, that's not even right. Yeah, it's
the boss. Wrong list,
okay, in the theater, I would watch Commando, just because it was so over the top.
Which, by the way, I can't believe we haven't talked about over the top.
I was just saying.
That's a good movie.
Oh, yeah. Is there a Stallone category coming up? Okay. I would watch attentively. You know, I would actually watch Running Man attentively and leave Predator because maybe it's just because I saw it the other day. And you realize that the first Predator movie, there's no Predator until like literally the last 20, 30 minutes of the movie.
Well, you don't see the Predator.
Well, yeah, you don't see it, but so it's implied.
But that's like complaining that Jaws was bad.
That's true.
You know.
But the Running Man just had such like weird, funny, colorful characters that it just kept my attention. So I love that movie for some odd reason. So that's where I'm going to go with. Sorry.
That seems fair. All right. Wizard of Oz.
Wow, this is a complete...
Yeah, this is complete 180.
Change, okay.
So we're going from Commando to Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Mary Poppins. Sound of Music.
Wizard of Oz, Mary Poppins, Sound of Music. Okay. Lou, you want to take a stab or you want me to do it again?
Why don't you go first?
Okay. Damn. Four in a row, bro.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, my bad.
So again, Wizard of Oz...
Mary Poppins,
Sound of Music. So, Sound of Music because of Liesl. Okay. Because of Liesl. Shout out to Liesl.
If you're listening to this, Liesl.
and I don't know, like, at least the songs there for me was, it's part of, not even pop culture, it's just part of life now.
Yeah.
That's true. Wizard of Oz and Sound of Music, I would ignore the...
Change the channel.
I change the channel on Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
And I would stick with Mary Poppins just because of the Tuppence song.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
But I still tear everything. Like, what is a tuppin'? Like, I thought when feeding the food, like the bird thing, I thought those were the tuppins. That is not.
Okay, for me, I would actually watch. I'd watch Wizard of Oz in the theaters just because I think aesthetically I would enjoy it in the big screen because I've only seen it on TV or on VHS. Then Sound of Music, watch it on TV attentively, and Mary Poppins I would ignore it just because I think
Wizard of Oz over Sound of Music.
Well, just because for aesthetics, I'm not musically inclined like you guys. So I like pretty colors, yellow robes.
How many times did you watch Mamma Mia?
Oh, well, you know.
That's different.
That's a musical. That is a musical.
You just said you're...
Sir, that is a musical.
You just said you're not musically
implied. That is a different genre, okay?
Musically implied, then you're like... Wow,
you're plebeian. Just kidding, I don't know.
Next category, we have listen, love, or leave off. So listen means you would just listen to it. Love means you actually like it. And a leave off means like you wouldn't put it on a CD, you wouldn't put it on your iPod or whatever okay. the hell Louis uses to miss it. Okay?
Okay.
Right. So the first one we have is the Beatles, the Beach Boys, or the Rolling Stones.
So listen,
love
and leave off.
Okay. Let me go first then. Yo, man. I would leave off, I'm going to start with that, leave off the Rolling Stones, just because I think it's a bit of a country bias, because not country the genre, but I didn't listen to the Stones growing up. I think it's just a bias in the Philippines. They love the Beatles. They played it everywhere. So I would actually love to listen to the discography of the Beatles, and then I'd listen to the Beach Boys just for fun, or even a karaoke and all that good stuff. So yeah, there you go.
So... Yeah, I think exactly okay. the same. Like one of the few, like I'd say something clever, but I think you covered it pretty well.
Wow!
Like you know, like I thought you had something against with country music, but literally country because
yeah,
I didn't know what rolling aside from the fact that there were stones rolling in my country.
I think those are the rocks from Pinatubo.
Those are rocks.
Bye. Right. Shout out to the lava.
Shout out to Pinatubo.
I know you're listening to this. Good. Sorry.
Right. Next one is NSYNC, the Backstreet Boys, or New Kids on the Block.
So I forgot the exact words. So I apologize. Listen,
love
and leave. Ignore or leave. Off, yeah. Okay. I think my wife would hate me for this, but New Kids on the Block would be leave.
Oh,
NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm.
I would listen attentively. That's the best one, right?
Yeah, love.
I love NSYNC and.
I love NSYNC.
I love NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. It's okay. It's okay. Like, again, there was some cool, really good songs, but never like Backstreet Back. All right. dun, dun, dun. Like, really? Okay, cool. Welcome back.
Wherever you came from.
But the other guy, well, you know, brought Sexy back. So, yeah, you know.
Wherever they come from, I don't know what they're... Anyway.
Being a tuba trend. Yeah.
Okay, I would leave off... Actually, I would leave off Backstreet Boys. I would listen to New Kids. And I love NSYNC. Just in general. That's just my... This is me personally.
Name me three New Kids songs.
Wow.
Exactly.
Are we playing that game?
That's what I'm saying. That's the reason why
But if I hear it in like at a Forever 21, I don't know what I'm doing at a Forever 21, but you know, when the song comes on, it's on. Okay.
And the one last category we have is player, addict, or noob.
Okay. So any fighting game, he's going to say noob, right?
I'm going to say noob the whole way, dude.
We're going just system-wise.
Player...
Player, addict,
addict, noob. Okay.
Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo.
Which one?
It's up to you.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. All Xboxes.
Yeah.
No, because 360 and one and original like big box, three totally different things for me.
Yeah.
Like. And it has to be a little bit more specific, at least for me.
Well, I guess, yeah. Well, for me, because like,
are you going? Because if you want to go early iterations, the big box Xbox, PlayStation, and SNES, are we going for more Switch, Xbox One, and 4?
Basically, it's for me. It's system preference.
System preference.
In the wow, no. addict would be Nintendo.
Okay.
What's the okay? Player. Player would be PlayStation 4.
Okay.
And then Xbox. I mean, I love the first Xbox.
Yeah.
The big green one, the big black and green one. But if given a choice between the two, PlayStation.
I would go expert on. Actually, I'd go Xbox for the expert. Just because, like, I've had the last few generations and. My kids love playing on it. I would say player for the Nintendo, just for nostalgia, and then PlayStation because I've only had the PlayStation. Excuse me, the PlayStation 2 was only the only must-have console, and the PlayStation 1, 3, and 4 for me were just like, no, they're there. And the Xbox kind of played the same things that they did. So that's my. All
right, okay. Wait, are we saying different words here? Because you said expert, noob, and what?
Player, right?
Player.
Yeah. That was addict.
Oh, my bad. Okay. Addict, noob. Okay, addict, noob, and player. All
okay, right. Go ahead. Is that it?
That's it.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Good discussion.
I guess. wow. So, thanks, Harold. That was actually pretty fun.
Yeah, enjoyed that one.
Considering that I was not expecting anything because we had no idea what the hell was going on, that was pleasantly surprised. I learned more stuff about Lewis that I kind of didn't
know. I found out you haven't seen the whole Running Man. But I'm not going to hold that against you.
And I've never tried dancing, you know.
What?
But I've gone commando? All right. And what are we going to end at that? I hope you had a fun episode, 25th episode, kind of different, especially since Harold was the one in charge of it. So I don't know how to feel about it. Any last words before we end?
Well, check out the website. As I was mentioning earlier, we have some great articles up there. Yes.
Up in the internet.
So check it out. You can catch all of our podcasts there. If that's already how you're listening to it, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and on Mixcloud. Right. Those are my words.
And don't forget, we have our Facebook page. I forgot what it is. So,
Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual.
Right. And we have our Twitter account, Two Fanboys, One Casual.
Okay. Well, that's it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed our podcast. As usual, if you enjoy it, please talk about it. Please share it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spread the word, because we want to continue for another at least one more episode. That's it for me. This is Dennis.
Lewis.
Carol.
No, clever, like, the last two, you have Wakanda Forever, and, okay.
Booyah?
Booyah, there you go.
God damn it, Cyborg, get out of here.